You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. My colleague Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy is my co-host as we have a conversation about Lebanon and Hezbollah with David Daoud of the FTD, who watches very carefully and reports. Bill, you have a question for David.
Yes, David. We're seeing the deployment of U.S. forces again in the Middle East, B-52 bombers at Diego Garcia, reports of weapons systems arriving in Israel and elsewhere. What do you think the purpose of this deployment of weapons systems is? Is this targeted at Iran as the U.S. conducts negotiations over Iran's nuclear program?
Look, I mean, we're engaged in ongoing negotiations with the Iranians, and Trump has kind of placed life and death before the Iranian regime. He said he prefers, and I think this is, you know, it's not just words. The man, I think, prefers to make deals. We've seen this, you know, first Trump administration with various adversaries. Even after he killed Qasem Soleimani, he takes to the stage and says, look, we're not looking for war with Iran. We have a lot to cooperate on. Let's do it. So this is kind of leaning into his deal-making instinct. At the same time, you know, he as much as he wields the carrot, he wields the stick, and the stick has to have credibility. And he has said, you know, his words have been that if Iran does not make a deal in various language, there will be hell to pay. Right, that Iran will see things that it's never seen before. Not quoting exactly, but basically suggesting that there will be a military strike against the Iranians. And I think this is, you know, is this preparation for a strike? Look, for me, if you're about to hit something, you don't telegraph, right? Especially something as complicated as targeting the Islamic Republic or targeting its nuclear facilities. You're not going to telegraph such a strike. You want that to come as a surprise. You obviously don't want to lose soldiers. You don't want to lose planes. Iran, its aerial defense system was allegedly damaged severely by the Israelis, but who knows? You don't want to take chances. So you're not telegraphing that move. This to me suggests that Trump is saying, my stick is serious, right? The stick that I'm putting on the table is just as serious as the carrot. And look, I'm moving all these forces into the region with an attack posture. I'm also moving assets from places that the Iranians have threatened, right? We're not the only ones making threats. They're making threats too, that if we were to attack, that all of our regional assets would be in danger. Again, you don't want to take risks with that. So right, there was a report, I think a week or two ago, that we notified the Israelis that we would be pulling our forces out of Syria within 2 months. I also saw a report after that we'd started to pull out some troops and maybe move them around. But again, we want to move them out of the way where Iranian pro-Iranian militias can hit them. So again, is this a preparation for the strike? I'm no prophet. Maybe I put that as less likely than this is messaging to the Iranians that we are serious about our threat to use military force if negotiations don't work.
The challenge to the Islamic Republic is that they've lost Assad at Damascus. And they've lost the highway to Beirut, hence the interruption of the flow of arms through the airport or the port in the targeted killing. However, are they content to just stand back and get a few arms through to their devoted followers at Hezbollah, or are they looking to undermine the regime in Damascus? Are they challenging the idea that Turkey is dominating Syria?
Look, I think right now they're going to have to play a very smart game. Like you said, a lot of their main regional asset, Hezbollah, has taken a beating that there's a very real possibility it may not recover from that. The Israelis are continuing to strike and kill commanders and target assets on a daily basis. So there's a continued degradation of Hezbollah. Assad is lost. Hamas is lost. The Houthis are taking a serious beating at the hands of U.S. forces. And the Iraqis are nowhere to be seen. I think what Iran is trying to do now is survive this period. I think there's probably a realization that they bit off more than they could chew with October 7th. And the backlash really unraveled decades of preparation for a supposed future battle that would result in Israel's elimination. They acted prematurely. So right now, I think what they're trying to do is to make sure that they don't get in any entanglements with more powerful actors for all their rhetoric and for all of Tucker Carlson's rhetoric. If the United States and Iran were to go to war, God help the Iranians, right? You are not playing with a second-rate military power, and propaganda can only take you so far when you're dealing with the full might of the U.S. military. We are still the most formidable force on Earth by a mile. Right. And when 30, it comes to their
30
assets,
seconds, David, 30 seconds.
I think what the Iranians are trying to do now is to put them on some kind of life support until conditions in the region change to where they can help them regenerate. So, look, part of that is going to be trying to either co-opt Assad in Syria or undermine him to create enough fissures to where they can reestablish a trickle to Hezbollah, but at the least keep Hezbollah alive to where, you know, right. their regional fortunes change and you can help them regenerate.
David Daoud and Bill Rajal.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.